The traditional kickoff of the holiday shopping season comes tomorrow. It's known as Black Friday, but already some retailers are off to a strong start. In the past week, traffic at online shopping sites has risen, and experts are predicting large increases in internet sales this holiday season. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Holiday retail sales are projected to rise by around 4.5% this year, but online sales are expected to go up 5 times that much. One reason, according to analysts who follow online retailing, is simple. More people are trying it.
The person who gets into it becomes addicted to it.
Lauren Friedman is president of the e-tailing group, a Chicago-based e-business consulting firm. She predicts online sales will reach $16 billion this holiday.
Numbers that you see, the growth is in the jewelry, the home, gifts, luxury, but I would have to say that the growth really is across the board in almost all of the categories.
Friedman says another reason online shopping is taking off is that people can make purchases while doing other things, even preparing the traditional Thanksgiving Day feast.
Last year, I put my turkey in the oven about 11:30, and I proceeded to buy 20 things online in the next hour and a half, and I think that's the mindset of the consumer who shops online. For us, the stores are open 24/7.
Analysts say the online sites themselves are also simply better, and they say shipping problems have mostly been remedied. Bill Tanser is vice president of Hitwise, a firm that monitors internet shopping sites, and he says shoppers are also savvier.
I think things are ironing out. You know, what's really interesting, though, is that users do give online sites a little bit longer in order to get their presents to their end destination. We see that traffic drops off dramatically about a week before Christmas.
However, despite the early start to the online shopping season, experts don't expect the malls to be deserted. Online sales are likely to represent only around 13% of the nearly $220 billion in holiday sales merchants are expecting this year. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.